Good evening. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station coming to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. We're in the southwest corner of the state of Virginia, in case you're listening over the internet. And where I try and tell people, I was recently in Durham, and I said, I'm from Abingdon. They looked at me blankly. I said, near Bristol. They looked a little less blank. And finally, I said, we're about 100 miles west of Roanoke. Well, that seemed to... I said, down toward Asheville. It's sort of hard to explain where we are, but that's where we are. People think Virginia. Oh, you must be near Washington, D.C. We're not. We're about 350, 400 miles southwest. Well, Wombats and Music is my chance to bring you my favorite songs, things I just love. And I'm going to start off with one of those. This is by the group Alabama, and I'm looking at the web page on Alabama. Wow. They have had more number one hits. I was trying to find out what year this song, which is called Lady Down on Love, was recorded. It was 1983, and the way I found it was I was looking through their list of number one singles, 32 songs, and this is one of them. Lady Down on Love, it's a touching story. It gets to me every time. And I think it's a story of a lot of marriages. But still, it's a poignant, poignant story. So I bring you She's a Lady, Down on Love.
It's her first night on the town. Since she was just 18, a lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. She never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry and she gladly said okay, and a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who'd love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love.
She's the Lady, Down on Love, by Alabama, from 1983. There are two broken hearts in that song, hers and his. The next song is a little more up, although I am not a fan of alcoholism. I mean, I worry about people who are alcoholics, and so this song kind of advocates an aspect of it, so I have a little trouble with that. But still, it's just such a great song. It's called Red, Red Wine by UB40 from the same year, 1983. UB40 was a British reggae fusion, Birmingham Harmony, Everly Brothers, utterly unique. They were an odd group. I've seen them on videos, all black, I believe, and just an incredible sound. Now, this is the first thing I ever heard by them. I was visiting in Canada, and a friend put this on his stereo system, and I said, "What? What is that?" And he said, "That's a UB40. They're hot." And I said, "Boy, I like that song." So that must have been 1983, and I got it. And now I'm going to play it for you. Red, Red Wine by UB40. Red, Red Wine by UB40 from 1983. We're going to jump a little bit. This goes back to 1968. This is called Aiko Aiko by the Bell Stars. It's a New Orleans song. So we just finished Mardi Gras, so this is probably timely. My notes say African Creole, Mardi Gras Indians. Apparently the song goes back to at least 1953. It's been sung by a number of people, including in the Dixie Cups, Cyndi Lauper, Grateful Dead. But this is the Bell Stars version. I think I like all the versions. I like this in particular. As I've mentioned on the show many times, I've belonged to a singing group in New York, the New York City Pinewoods Folk Music Club, for many years. And we'd get together and sing, and this is one of the songs we'd sit around a big table, and Evie Mayer would play the glass. She'd beat the glass with a fork, and she could get this rhythm, this funny New Orleans Mardi Gras rhythm. And we'd all sing this song and just have a ball, people yelling and screaming. I remember one time we got so carried away, Evie broke the glass. She hit it so hard with a knife, the glass broke. That was a high point for the song. We had to get a new glass. So this is Iko Iko by the Bell Stars. Iko Iko by the Bell Stars from 1968. This is to remind you that you're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. The Wombats part of the title is my opportunity to bring in anything odd or different that you might not be expecting. And the next song is perhaps a wombat in one sense, although I think it's a pretty good song and fit in the show just fine anyway. But this song is written and performed by Jim Warden. Jim Warden is a professor of physics here at Emory and Henry. One of my friends, he's on the same floor as my office, so I see him frequently. And he also runs the telescope here at Emory, and he's trained me in how to do that, although actually I need to be retrained. But they've got a pretty good-sized telescope on the roof of the building I'm in, and he's in charge of that. And he's a songwriter. Been a songwriter for many years, and I won't go into all his history, but he's done a few. One song was played on NPR for a while, This song is called Cell is a Phone, and it's a kind of Luddite song, a kind of anti-technology song. It's the point of view of someone standing in line with someone else with a cell phone and just not caring much for the cell phone. Now, it's a little funny that Jim would be so anti-technology in the song, because really he is a technologist. He used to run a computer center for a company, I believe, and he has a Mac. He's a Mac person. He's a physicist. He's a technologist. But still, this song captures something we all feel sometimes, especially the older part of us who are still not quite comfortable with some of the stuff that goes on with cell phones. This is called Cell as a Phone, and Jim is singing it. I assume he's playing it. There's a guitar in there, and I think there's another instrument. I'll have to ask Jim. I'm not sure what the other instrument is. I'd like to know. But it has a nice sound. So this is Jim Warden, professor of physics at Emory and Henry, singing his own composition, Cell is a Phone.
Waiting in line at the old food fair, having a so-so day. Guy up ahead with a robot stare, keeps on yakking away. Wrapped up in a smartphone world, left half his stuff on the belt. I smiled at the clerk, she just rolled her eyes when she told me how she felt. Why can't they hang up their cell, look me in the eye, give me the time of day? Running this scanner ain't life's big thrill, probably haven't much to say. But last I checked, I was flesh and blood, with feelings that can be hurt. If we traded places, I'd do what I could to not treat my fellow man like dirt. That cell is a phone, but it can be a prison. Make a break, stop, look and listen, share a little warmth, give someone a grin. No charge for the minutes and you might make a friend. So she asked with a smile, don't you have a cell too? We both just living in the past. Said I got more important things to do, and my time just goes too fast. Kids are out in the woods collecting bugs, wife's working on a master's degree. We're growing food, trading lots of hugs, and now that's the life for me. Cause that cell is a phone, but it can be a prison. Make a break, stop, look and listen, share a little warmth, give someone a grin. No charge for the minutes and you might make a friend. Yeah, that cell is a phone, but it can be a prison. Make a break, stop, look and listen, share a little warmth, give someone a grin. No charge for the minutes, you might make a friend.
That was Jim Warden singing Cell as a Phone. And I've decided that's probably a 12-string guitar. That's why it has that unique sound. It's only one instrument, near as I can tell, and it is a guitar, so I'm guessing it's a 12-string. And Jim wrote that song, and I think it's a great song. We're moving on now to another kind of music. This is bluegrass, and this song is called The Soul of Man Never Dies. And I first heard this song sung with the Pinewoods Group. My favorite singer in that group was a professional who would perform for us, a man named Jeff Davis. And I loved his voice, his fiddle, and his banjo. And he would lead this song. This is a chorus leader follow song. And we would sing the chorus. And so I lead the song now and wish I could do it like Jeff did. This group is called Nothing Fancy. I have 3 or 4 recordings of this song. I do not have one by Jeff Davis. At least I don't think I do. But I like this recording a lot, and it's a traditional, old-time, gospel, spiritual song. The soul of man never dies.
Mm-hmm. to Canaan's land. I'm on my way where the sword of man never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the sword of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, no tea, no tear-dimmed eyes. Where all is peace and joy and love, and the soul of man never dies.
Where the Soul of Man Never Dies by a group called Nothing Fancy. They're, interestingly enough, they're from Virginia, Buena Vista and Harrisonburg. And so we've got a Virginia group on the show. We're moving on now to another song, another one of my favorites. This is I Was There by the Statler Brothers. And they're from Staunton, Virginia, so another Virginia group. Gospel roots, they're retired now. Great. They had a number of people in the group, but they always had a really deep bass voice. I have a deep bass voice, but not as deep as the guy they would get to sing these songs. Beautiful, beautiful bass. Well, here's the question for you. I want you to listen to the song and decide who is the singer in relation to the woman. The woman is referred to as she, you know, she does this, she does that. When she broke her first heart. So who is the singer, the man? I have my opinion, and I will tell you after the song is over some discussion, because my opinion was objected to by a friend, and she said it was a different person in relationship to the woman. So see who you think it is. This is I Was There by the Statler Brothers, and it explicitly says that there's a broken heart, so there's no question somebody's heart got broken along the line. But the question is, whose heart got broken?
When she bought her first heels, I was there. When she combed those last pigtails from her hair. When she wore her sister's dress to the prom, I must confess, when the last dance was danced, I was there. When I first fell in love, she was there. I can still remember when and where. But life gives and takes, and we all have our breaks. When she broke her first heart, I was there. When she walked down the aisle, I was there. When
when she took the vows to always love and care. With dignity and grace, I quietly took my place with the friends of the bride. I was there when they had their first fight, and she called in the night. Though I knew it wasn't right, I was there. And when he left her again, and she needed a friend, like the fool I've always been, I was there. The last time we met, he was there. And whatever he thinks, I don't care. I loved her first, and he loved her worst. I know she told me so when I was there. I know she told me so.
I Was There by the Statler Brothers. So who was the singer? I never had any doubt as to who the singer was. It was her boyfriend. It was a young childhood friend who grew up with her. He was there when she got her first shoes. He took her to the prom. He went to her wedding and sat with friends of the bride. I was always sure that's who it was. Well, my friend Phyllis, listening to the song, said, "That song always breaks my heart. It's a father's love for his daughter." I said, "That's not his father." She said, "Yes, it is." She said, "Listen to the words. It's her father. It's the girl's father." And I've listened since, and I can see how you could interpret that. When I said, "But she broke his heart." He said, "Yeah, little girls do that when they leave, you know." So anyway, you can have your opinion as to what the relationship is between the singer and the girl. It's time to tell you again that you're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And it's on FM 90.7, your college and community station. And it's my delight to each week, on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1, to bring you this show and play for you songs that I just love to hear. I get a kick out of this. I get to come in and sit here and listen to my favorite songs and share them and hope that somebody else likes them as much as I do. The next one is kind of a naughty song in a way, although I have some children, some friends, children of friends of mine who listen to this show, so I don't want to play anything too naughty, but this song is so full of double entendres, and since the kids don't know what that is, why worry about it, that it's just hard to miss. And this is by Mel Tillis, and I've seen the video of this song. Mel Tillis he's either passed on or quite old by now, a handsome, tall, cowboy-looking guy, rhinestone jacket, big hat, just as charming as he can be, and quite a stage presence. And you can imagine him up on a stage singing this song, and you can see all the the ladies in the audience thinking he's singing it to them. So this is called "I Got the Hoss," and it's by Mel Tillis. And "I Got the Hoss, You Got the Saddle," from 1978.
"Hey, baby, let me see your brand new saddle. I put that pretty thing up on my horse. Let's get it on real tight now. We don't want you falling off.
I got the horse and she got the saddle. We like to ride side by side. Oh, I got the horse and she got the saddle. Together we gonna ride, ride, ride in the moonlight by the river, by the honeysuckle vine. We'll be riding, peeping and hiding, till we see
off for a little while. I need to give my old horse a rest. And you know they ain't no use in us trying to wear out your brand new saddle. Hear the crickets singing softly. Never heard a sweeter sound. And you know crickets do their singing by just rubbing.
I Got the Hoss by Mel Tillis. I think he's about 6'3 or 6'4. Kind of a striking man. We're going to stay kind of in that genre. This is that was country. This is bluegrass, bluegrass country. It's called Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall. Tom T. Hall was a country music singer. He recorded 11 number one hits, and he wrote songs. He wrote Harper Valley PTA, which I've played on the show. This song was recorded in 1978. There are a number of versions of this song. I like several of them. I like this one. It's a song that I've heard people sing, but it's not an easy song to pick up. Still, and I cannot figure out what the story is. I mean, obviously he's had trouble with a woman, and he feels that he's at the end of his rope. He is like a fox that's been trapped by the hounds. But does that mean he's going to have to get married? Does that mean he's just so depressed he's going to give up? It's kind of hard to tell. See if you can figure out what the story is to Fox on the Run, and listen for the harmonies.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Now everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run. Drink a glass of wine, boys, to fortify our soul. We'll talk about the world and the friends we used to know. I see a string of girls who have put me on before. The game is nearly over and the hounds are at the door. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. Oh, she took all the love that a poor boy could give her. Left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox,
like a fox,
like a fox on the run.
Fox on the Run by Tom T. Hall. Now we got some fun coming up. This is Johnny Cash and Junior Carter Cash, and this is their recording of Jackson. I went to the Kaiser Memorial performance in Bristol about 2 weeks ago, and one of the groups, I guess it was the ETSU band, came out and sang this, and the woman who sang it just really burned up the stage. I mean, she really put passion into this song, and the story is about a guy who says he's married in a fever, and he's leaving his marriage and going to Jackson, Mississippi, I think, to go wild. And his wife says, fat chance. you aren't going to do much in Jackson, she says. So it's a really great song between the man and the woman. And the woman has the upper hand here, I think. And on the stage, that was certainly true, partly because they only had one microphone between them, and the woman stood closer to the microphone, so you could really hear her when she belted it out, and you could barely hear him. You could hear him, so this is a sort of a duet with two parts. And Johnny Cash and June Carter sang this in 1967. They recorded it. In my opinion, they did it justice. They did good with this song.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. I'm going to Jackson, I'm gonna mess around. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson, look out Jackson Town.
We'll go.
I'm gonna snowball Jackson,
see if I can.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, you turn loose of my coat, 'cause I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye, that's all she wrote. But then laugh at you in Jackson, and I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around town like a scalded hound, with your tail tucked between your legs. Yeah, go to Jackson, you big talking man, and I'll be waiting in Jackson behind my J-Pan plan.
Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Well, we got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. Honey, we've been talking about
Jackson, Johnny Cash and June Carter. June Carter Cash. Well, we've had a bunch of country songs in a row here. Now we're going to switch to something more pop. This is Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes from 1981. This song has legs. I read that somewhere that they talk about songs having legs. It means they can keep going. They keep going on after their initial hit. This one has done it. It was number one in the U.S. for 9 weeks in a row. It was the number one song in 31 countries, including Australia. And that's quite a record. Bette Davis Eyes is kind of a tribute to Bette Davis in a way. Bette Davis, an older, I think maybe even silent film actress, liked the song and thanked Kim Carnes for bringing her into the rock generation. The two of them became good friends, and Kim Carnes visited her a number of times. And shortly before Bette Davis died, they had a tribute to her, and Kim Carnes came on and sang this song, Bette Davis Eyes. So that's some of the history of the song, but that's that's not why I like it. It's just sort of interesting stuff. I don't know why this song haunts me. The write-up did say that it had been written earlier and recorded, and maybe 7 or 8 years earlier, when Kim Carnes' group got it, they tried to make it a little darker, a little more haunting, a little less sweet. And I think they succeeded in some way. It was recorded live in a studio in one take, and there were no additions. They didn't do any dubbing in tracks. That's rare for some of these new top songs. Often they've been dubbed and rearranged, but this one was done in one shot. So you're going to hear the original recording of Bette Davis Eyes.
New York snow. She got Bette Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got
was Bette Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Her voice is described as raspy, but a beautiful raspy voice. Here comes another female singer, country music. Well, I guess it's country music. It's Lori Morgan, and the song is Something in Red. Lori Morgan was on Grand Ole Opry at 13, so she was precocious. And she's had a number of number one hits and many charted hits. Quite a career. Her father was a country singer who had some hits, and I'm looking. One of her hits was called "What Part of No." I've always enjoyed that. What part of no don't you understand? So This is Lori Morgan, and this song tells a story, and it's a story of life. Sometimes a song speaks to me because there's a kernel of truth that kind of cuts through everything else, and this is one of those. I assume she had children. She was married 3 times to 3 different country singers, Keith Whitley, John Randall, and Sammy Kershaw, and she sold over 6 million records worldwide, so Lori Morgan is a big star. And this is her song, Something in Red, and it was recorded in 1991.
For something in red, something that's shocking to turn someone's head. Strapless and sequined and cut down to thin, stockings and garters and lace underwear, the guaranteed number to knock the man dead. I'm looking for something in red. I'm looking for something in green. Something to outdo the next high school queen. Jealousy comes in the color of jade. Do you have some pumps and a purse in this shade? And a perfume that whispers, please come back to me. I'm looking for something in green. Something in white, something that shimmers in soft candlelight. Everyone calls us the most perfect pair. Should I wear a veil or a rose in my hair? Well, the train must be long and the waist must be tight. Once we're hot lovers, now we're more like friends. Don't tell me that's just what old married folk do. I'm looking for something in blue. Like the one that I wore the night away.
Something in Red by Laurie Morgan. Now we're moving on to a different kind of song. This is called El Condor Pasa by Simon and Garfunkel from 1970, from their Bridge Over Troubled Waters album. And sometimes a song will grab you or grab me, and it kind of haunts you, and you want to be part of it. Well, that's what happened to Paul Simon. This song was written in 1913 in Peru, and it, by a Peruvian who, it's from an ancient, traditional Andean folk song. And the song was written in 1913, and Paul Simon heard it being performed by a group called Urubamba in the 60s, I guess. And he liked the song so much, he got to know the people in the group, and he went around and toured with them and performed with them and ended up producing their first album. So that's how much the song affected him. He became part of the group that was singing it. And then later, he rearranged it, put some English words in, and sang it on, he and Art Garfunkel, sang it on their first album, or one of their first albums, the Bridge Over, one of their big hit albums anyway, Bridge Over Troubled Waters. And I like this song a lot, and I can see why it captured him. This is from 1970, and it's called El Condor Pasa, which means, I think, more or less the condor is a buzzard-like creature, a large bird, passes over. It's the story of a bird passing over. That's how I translate it. Here's the song. Condor Pasa, Simon and Garfunkel. Well, our time is almost up. I'm going to start one more song. It's The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers, and I'll have to cut it off midstream so we can say goodnight. This is a great song, popular in Irish pubs. Shel Silverstein wrote this song, and it's a myth. a beautiful song, and I hope you enjoy it.
A long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born, but the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants.
Well, I do hate to cut that off, but I will play it, as is my tradition. If I don't finish a song on a show, I'll play it as the first song on the next show. So that was The Unicorn by the Irish Rovers. You've been listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia, Monday nights at 7 o'clock, Saturdays at 1. We're also on the web, WEHC FM 90.7. If you want to get us on the web, go to ehc.edu and click around and find WEHC, and you'll find the streaming button. I hope you enjoyed the show. I want to say goodnight, as I have a tradition here, and I say the same thing every week, and I want to wish us all happiness and success in our pursuit of celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Good night.